This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 15 minutes until the top of the hour. My guests now are here from the Juno Shambhala Center. We have Roman Motika and also Brandy Gerke. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Roman, did I get your last name right?
You did. Thank you so much.
It's nice to have you here. You're both council members at the Shambhala Center. If somebody doesn't know what the Shambhala Center is, can one of you give us the short?
Go for it.
Sure. So we have a Shambhala Meditation Center here in Juneau, and we're upstairs from the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater in the same building there, the Emporium Mall. And we offer mindfulness meditation and teachings in mindfulness practice. And Roman, what else?
Yeah, we offer programs throughout the year at various different levels, and we also have noon sittings open to the public. I think one day of the week, we're not there, but I think Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday we're there at noon, so people can just drop in and meditate for however long they want, up to 40 minutes. And then occasionally we have Sunday morning sittings for 3 hours. So we've been here for about 25 years, and actually that leads into the program that we're going to have this weekend, because the person leading that program is Susan Chapman. And she, with her husband Jerry, who is a Junoite, started the Shambhala Center here in Juneau about 25 years ago.
All right. And so there are two programs this weekend, correct? There's one on Friday and then one going into the weekend? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So we'll have program on Friday evening. It's a free talk open to the public, and Acharya Chapman will give that talk, and it will be an overview of the weekend. But if anyone is interested in just learning more, I think that program will be standalone on Friday night. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Acharya Chapman will lead a program on kindness and compassion for uncertain times. And we're asking people to register for that, and there is a registration fee. However, it's our policy at the Shambhala Center that no one would be turned away due to an inability to pay. So, yeah, we'll be spending the whole weekend talking about kindness and compassion for uncertain times over at the Shambhala Center.
Right. And so Friday night from 7 to 8, that sounds like it's a public talk. Going into the retreat on Saturday and Sunday, will that also include meditation?
Yes, it will. So everything that we do at the Shambhala Center involves mindfulness meditation. So the weekend we will have sitting meditation, probably be some walking meditation. We will have some teachings from Acharya Chapman, so some talks, and we'll also have some discussions, opportunities for participants to kind of talk about their experience, ask questions, share their views, and we'll have some tea and refreshments throughout the day. So just really spending time cultivating mindfulness and getting fully in touch with ourselves.
Yeah. Roman, what does mindfulness mean to you?
Calm abiding.
Yeah.
And it can take place in many different venues. At the Shambhala Center, it's usually through sitting. You learn a method of meditation practice, usually concentrating on the breath, and it probably will be introduced again with Susan for those who may not have had meditation training yet. But basically, it's a way to stabilize mind. If you're like me, there's so many things just flipping through your mind. This is a methodology, and it's not just within Buddhism and our meditation center, many different groups now understand how helpful mindfulness meditation is. It's just a way to help focus your mind on the breath and just be calm for a while.
How about you, Brandy?
What does mindfulness mean to me? Yeah, I think absolutely stability of the mind and just being fully present in the now and working, just being able to be fully present with what's going in, what's going on in my body, what's going on around me. And so I think those same things, stability and present, just being able to just be fully present in the now.
And when we think about meditation, I think of it as on sort of a spectrum that there can be a very short meditation or there can be a very long and involved. Can you describe for our listeners what might be an example of a short meditation and what a long one might look like, if you will? Is that a silly question?
No, not at all. Okay. It's a really good question, actually, because just like you mentioned, it could be a momentary thing just like that. You can encounter a situation where your mind all of a sudden just opens up and is right there. You're present. We live in Juneau. There's so much spectacular scenery around here that just opens us up. Our minds just open up to the scenery around here or nature. And then there's a practice that you can conduct on a daily basis, just sitting on a cushion and using the breath as a point of focus or even letting that go. And you can do that for 5-10 minutes. I normally meditate from half an hour to an hour every day if I can. It can go on beyond that. I've done what is called a datun. It's a month-long meditation. You meditate for 12 hours a day for a month long. So, and Susan, who's going to be teaching here, she did a three-year retreat with her husband, Jerry, at Gumpo Abbey. That's in Nova Scotia up in Cape Breton. 3 years. Okay. And on and on.
Right. So thinking about, again, Friday night from 7 to 8 is the talk, and then this two-day retreat, is this something a beginner could join, or is this more towards an advanced meditator?
I think it's we're pitching it all the way across the spectrum. So we invite people who are first getting introduced to meditation, and we have people who have been meditating like myself for at least 20 years. So we're going to have the whole spectrum there, the whole gamut. And I think this is going to be good because we're going to have this feedback from all kinds of different viewpoints. I should also mention on Friday night following the 7 o'clock talk, we're going to have a reception for Susan. A lot of people know her because she did live here in June for quite a while. So there'll be a little snacks and libations following her public talk on Friday.
All right. Brandy, what motivates you to meditate?
So from having the experience of meditating and seeing the effects that it has and just how I am with myself, how I interact with those around me after meditating. It's it's that positive feedback that you get from you try something and then you just see what great benefit it has. And so that keeps me meditating and keep working with our mind. And then you also learn you've come so far, but you can see the benefit of doing more. It's almost like, it's so much like exercise or any other thing that you do for your health or your mental well-being. It's just you start to see the benefits of it and you just feel a desire to keep cultivating more and more stability in your mind, an ability to just be fully present, interacting with people, and to get better at not stirring up a lot of juicy storylines that trigger a lot of emotion within ourselves. So that's one thing that I think mindfulness meditation offers that maybe other wellness modalities do not. So, and then once you have that experience and you just realize how much more workable life becomes by being able to just stay with what is instead of these really great stories that I can churn up in my mind. I think the power of meditation is what keeps me meditating.
Okay. So hopefully people can make it Friday night from 7 to 8 or this weekend. If they can't, what's another accessible time for somebody to drop into the center and get to know you or just do a beginning session or something like that?
We have meditation instructors available. They can call us, and I don't have the phone number. I'm sorry. But they can also go to our website, www.juno.shambhala.org, and they can contact us that through the website, and or there's a phone number for our center there. And they can leave a message, and we can certainly get together with them and give them introductory meditation instructions. Mm-hmm. The other way, they can come during the noon sittings, and we can request they can request meditation instruction at the noon sittings. They can also monitor our website if they're not on our mailing list, emailing list. They can monitor our website. We have programs throughout the year regarding meditation classes.
And again, that's at junoshambhala.org.
That is correct.
For more information, if somebody's never been to the center, how would you describe how to get there?
Go ahead.
So we're in the Emporium Mall, and if you are heading in, I always go in the back way, like I'm going into the Gold Town Nickelodeon, and if you head up the stairs, go through a glass door, and we are, so I think, was it Rain Tree Yoga is up next to the Shambhala Center too, so you just head up the stairs, and on the right-hand side, there's big signs that say the Juno Shambhala Center.
Okay.
And the Emporium Mall is right across the street from City Hall. And parking can be sometimes an issue, but Marine Park is now open for parking, so that'll open things up.
Okay. And can you quickly sort of go over the details of tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday again, please?
You mean Friday.
Thank you. Sorry. I do Thursday show sometimes too.
Susan will do an introduction into kindness and compassion, which is really a foundation for Buddhism and many other religious traditions. And then we'll follow that with a reception. And then Saturday and Sunday, I think you outlined it quite well, if you want to explain what we're going to do.
Sure. So Saturday and Sunday, the program will start at 9 a.m. and run through 5 p.m. And we will be working on just generally the aspiration that we have is that all beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness, and that all beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. So a lot of the concepts that we'll be talking about this weekend will be methods for how we work with different aspects of our lives in order to cultivate happiness and also reduce any cause of suffering in our own lives. And then we can extend that out to other people around us too.
All right. That's the voice of Brandy Gerke. We've also been speaking with Roman Motika about events at the Juno Shambhala Center this Friday evening and into the weekend. More information probably about all of this at junoshambhala.org. It's been nice speaking with both of you today. Is there anything? Yeah, Roman.
Just one last thing. Seating is limited. We really recommend people register as soon as possible just to make sure that they get a seat.
And do that again at junoshambhala.org?
They can do that at our website, correct.
All right. Roman, Brandy, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanks.